you live from Thunder Mountain High School. The game is about 2.5 minutes underway. The score is 6-2. Heidelberg Lady Warriors with the lead. Got a couple of easy layups, but I think it's all been layups so far for the Skagway Panthers, or for both teams. And here we go. So Heidelberg just sent down the ball. We have Chandler today. She has ball top of the key. She shoots three, up no good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds by Heidelberg, and it'll be Skagway basketball. In for the Panthers, we have Carol Whitehead, Haley Jensen, Madison Cox, Delaney Rao, and Kara Selmer. The Heidelberg Lady Warriors have Lillian Baromir. It looks like Chandler today. And Simone Washington, the Bay of Steel. And Ashley Christensen. All right. Skagway Panthers basketball on the sidelines. They set up a stack out of bounds play. Kara Whitehead inbounds to Kiara Selmer. Ball is stolen, but tipped out of bounds by Chandler today. And that will possession will remain with the Panthers. So they set up in a stack out of bounds play, sideline play. Ball's inbound to Haley Jensen. Madison Cox drops a deep. Cox shoots up, no good. Rebound comes down to Kara Selmer. And she's tied up right away for a jump ball. Possession arrow will send it back to the Heidelberg Warriors. I'm sorry, they're going to call it for the Skagway Panthers. Yep. The officials gave the ball to the visiting team, but possession was in favor of the home team. And a little bit of confusion here. It looks like one possession arrow up on the clock points one way, and the one on the scoreboard points the other. So. Anyway, Heidelberg basketball. So Lillian Baromir, their freshman point guard, brings the ball to the floor. She goes to the center of the key, over the right side, passes over to Chandler Cadake. Cadake, long three, up no good. Baromir gets the rebound, and she shoots up, and it's in with the foul. So great play by Lillian Baromir there. Quick pass to Cadake, went in for the rebound, got the rebound, made the layup, and the foul. And score. Now it's 9-2. Lillian Baromir's free throws up is good. 9-2. Warriors with the lead with 4:24 to play in the first quarter. Haley Jensen gives the ball to the center of the floor. She comes down. Heidelberg in a 2-3 zone. It looks like Jensen to Cox, right side. Cox, oop, looking for Jensen back, and it's tapped away and wrapped up. Jump ball. Possession remains for Skagway Panthers. We've got 3 team fouls on Heidelberg and 2 on Skagway so far. Kara Whitehead inbounds the ball to Haley Jensen, top of the key. Jensen looks on the left side. Finds Kara Selmer. Selmer, dribble drive, penetration, looks for a shot, not there. Kicks out to Kara to Madison. Madison inside to Eliza. Eliza back to Kiara. Kara shots up, no good. Rebound Kara Whitehead. Kara Whitehead finds Haley Jensen. Her shot's up, and she banks it in. Great shot, Haley Jensen. So with 3:55 to play here in the first, score is 9-4. Lady Warriors with the lead. Skagway sets up in a matchup zone. And, ooh, great steal, Haley Jensen, top of the key. And Lillian Baromir taps it from behind, almost loses it, but Haley, Madison Cox comes away with it, and she looking for a Kara Whitehead, throws it away, and there's a turnover Skagway. Heidelberg comes the other way. Looks like Ashley Kissinger shoots up, no good. Skagway with the rebound. Kara Selmer on the right side of the floor. She kicks back out to Madison Cox. Cox, double drive penetration, shots up, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by, it looks like, Simone Washington. And she finds Lillian Baromir, who dribbles up the left side of the floor, shoots, misses, gets her own rebound, passes back out to Washington. Washington finds, Washington shoots a three, up no good. Rebound Chandler Cadake. Cadake, she shoots a three, that's up no good. Rebound Kara Whitehead. Quick shot from both teams here. So, Kara Whitehead finds Haley Jensen. Jensen dribbles up the center of the floor. Great dribble drive penetration. Finds Kara Whitehead. Great pass. Great. Just a beautiful move. Haley just dribbled up, put the top two of the 2-3 zone, and dumped down to Kara Whitehead for the layup. 6-9 with Lady Warriors in the lead. The freshman point guard for Heidelberg dribbles the ball up the left side of the floor, and it's tipped. Great. Kara Whitehead, she got her hands in there and was able to knock the ball off of Barmier's knee, and that's going to be out of bounds off Heidelberg's Skagway ball. Here we go the other way. Haley Jensen dribbles up the center of the floor, puts those two defenders again, shoots up, no good. Eliza Myers with the rebound, and she shoots in a foul. She'll be heading the line, shooting two. 2:15 to play here in the first. Great move by Miss Jensen there to be able to split those top two defenders in that 2-3 zone and look for those dump downs to her post players. Eliza's first free throw is up and rattles out. No good. Again, score is 9-6. Lady Warriors with the lead. Eliza Meyer's second free throw up and off the right side of the rim. And that rebound's chased down by, it looks like that's Nadea Peel who chased that one down. And Eliza Myers picked up a quick foul looking for to try to obtain that rebound. So here we go, Heidelberg Warriors coming the other way. Skagway in that matchup 2-3 zone. Barmew over to Chandler Kadaik on the left side. Kadaik, dribble drive penetration. She shoots in his foul. And it looks like that's going to be on Haley Jensen, which will be Skagway's fourth team foul of the game. And Haley's first. So, they're going to call that a non-shooting foul. Barmew inbounds to Kadaik. Kadaik dribbles around. Shots up, no good. Rebound, Kara Whitehead over to Haley Jensen. Jensen back to Whitehead, right side of the floor. She pushes it up, loses control. Loses control. I think William Barmier got her hand in there and kind of did the same thing that Kara did to her on the last play and was able to knock that ball off her knee. So it's coming the other way, Warriors basketball. 1:40 left to play here in the first quarter. Barmier finds Kadaik on the left side. Kadaik dribbles top of the key, finds Nadea Peel. Who she dribbles down right side, picks up her dribble, kicks it back out to Kadaik. Kadaik reverses to Barmew. Barmew back to Kadaik. Long three-pointer Kadaik off the backboard, no good. Rebound William Barmew. Her shot's up, no good. And Kara Selmer chases the rebound down. But then, stolen by Nevaeh Peel, who finds Barmew, who shoots, and that's up, no good. Eliza Myers chases down the rebound, and she gets to Kara Whitehead, center of the floor. Whitehead pushes it up, finds Haley Jensen over on the left side. Jensen slows it down, back to Whitehead, top of the key. Diego Panthers going to pull it out, set up their offense. Whitehead, good post-entry pass, looking for Eliza Myers. Eliza loses control. Nevaeh Peel comes with it, but then Eliza wraps her up and does the jump ball. Eliza had a great post move there, but her power dribble seemed to slip out of her hands and kind of lost control of it there for a second. 56 seconds to play here in the first. Score is 9-6. Lady Warriors with the lead. Nevaeh Peel bring the ball to the floor for the Heidelberg Warriors. She finds Chandler Kadaik, left side. Kadaik finds Ashley Christensen, who shoots. That's up, no good. And rebound is chased down by Kara Selmer. It gets to Madison Cox. Cox reverses it over to the right side, back to the center. Lose control for a minute. And Madison lost control for a second and bounced right over to Kara Selmer and just couldn't quite grab it before it rolled out of bounds. So turnover Skagway. 36 playing the first, and Kadaik's going to walk it up the floor, and looks like she's going to hold it for the last shot of the quarter. Again, score is 9-6 with Lady Warriors in the lead. Kadaik to Barmew, Barmew back to Kadaik, and there are 15 seconds left on the clock, and she's just standing out here in a red line zone, and ran the clock down to 9 seconds, was looking for Ashley Christensen, threw it over the top for outset fingertips, and that's a turnover. Heidelberg, Skagway basketball. They get it into Madison Cox. Cox dribbles. Dribbles up, picks up a dribble, looking for Kara Selmer down low, and another turnover. So Heidelberg's going to have another chance here. 5 seconds left. William Barmio pushing the ball up the floor. Long three-pointer for her, and off to the left. So at the end of the first, we've got the score being 9-6. Lady Warriors with the lead. Even fouls with four for each team. Been a fast-paced game with quite a few turnovers for both teams. It's a lot of running back up and down the floor. You can tell that some of these schools that have a little bit smaller gyms are getting a little winded with this extra 14 feet of space in the longer facilities. Beautiful.